HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Rabbit Foot Bill, a novel by Helen Humphreys, performed by Christopher Grove. Based on a true story. Canwood, Saskatchewan, 1947. Bill never likes to leave town the same way twice. He strides out with an urgency I find hard to match. He leads me through the tamarack woods. He leads me through the meadow bog. He leads me through the tall prairie grasses. He leads me across the swift, shallow river. I usually have to run to keep him in my sight. We have been friends for a year, Bill and I, and although people don't approve, we are friends anyway. I like that Bill isn't bothered by what people say. Mostly he's just worried that someone will follow him out of town and see where he lives. The reasons why people don't like my being friends with Bill are these. First, because he is a man and I'm a 12-year-old boy. And second, because he is a man who is not like other men. He doesn't talk much. He doesn't live in a house. He doesn't have a real job. He doesn't have a family. People say he's slow, but as I've already said, I have to run to keep up with him. No one blames me for the friendship. They see it as Bill's doing, but really, it is me who pushed for it. I followed him around on the days when he sold his rabbit's feet in town or did odd jobs for Mrs. Odegaard. I hounded him with questions. I fetched him water when he was hot and thirsty. I wore him down with my attention so that now he's used to having me around. "Why do you want to befriend a tramp?" asks my father, and I can't tell him why. I can't explain this feeling of running after Bill under the long, blue prairie sky. It is like he is leading me out of darkness, out of a loneliness I don't even know I have. Bill lives in Sugar Hill, right inside the hill. It takes ages to get there, so I don't go very often, as Bill has to walk me in and then walk me back out again before nightfall. When we get to Bill's house, I'm always out of breath from rushing. Near Sugar Hill, I can hear his dogs barking, and when we are in sight, they come running up to greet us. There's a black dog and a gray shaggy one. Bill doesn't have names for them. He puts his hand on their heads, first the black dog, then the gray one, and they stop barking and follow us into the house. The house is carved into the base of the hill. There's a small wooden door that Bill can only get through by ducking down, but inside the house he can stand up straight again. The dugout space is framed up with pieces of wood, and there are walls made from the large wooden grain dividers from the rail cars. There's a big main room with two pockets off it. One pocket is the kitchen, and the other is the bedroom. The kitchen has pieces of corrugated tin around the walls, and a stove made from a 45-gallon oil drum with a fire hole cut out near the bottom and a metal sheet laid on top so water can be boiled and food can be hotted up. A stovepipe leads from the barrel through the earth overhead and pokes up outside, like an animal nosing out of its burrow. In the bedroom there is a bed made of hay bales and covered with rabbit skins. The main room has more hay bales for seats and a bookshelf that covers one wall. Sometimes, if it's bright outside and Bill's left the door open for light, I will sprawl on the hay bales and look through his books. What is wrong with not working? What is wrong with lying on the hay bales, on the soft rabbit fur, with the dogs curled up beside you, in the house you have made yourself? What is wrong with wanting to keep away from people? There's not much about people that I like either. I have only been in this town for 2 years, but that is long enough to have made friends, and I haven't got any. This will be the last time I come to Bill's house with him, but I don't know that yet. I have skipped school to be here. It's early summer. Bill's garden at the base of the hill is coming into bloom. We have to walk through it to get to the house, and he shows me things as we follow the path up to the front door. "Beets," he says, pointing
Sample complete. Ready to continue?